Welcome everyone to Let It Ride, the only sports gambling game show for sharps, squares, shills, and sharks. My name is Sean Stacking the Money Green, and I'll be your degenerate dignitary for tonight. Let It Ride pits two contestants from our Degens only community against each other to see who's the wiser wise guy and whose picks you should actually follow this weekend. First up, we have last weekend's champion, co-host of SGPN's flagship show, the Sports Gambling Podcast, the soy boy in sunglasses, Ryan Real Money Kramer.
First of all, Sean, not only am I wearing, which I have to show
it off.
If you're watching this, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/YouTube, I got the coleslaw. Let me hold on. Let me, it's heavy. Let me throw the championship belt.
Wow. Up He's over holding my shoulder. The belt.
Because I got the belt from that bitch ass Colby Dant last week. I'm coming after you, Adam.
Down goes the Dantabase. He hit his three team parlay, but not enough to prevail over Ryan Real Money Kramer. Kramer, so you won 113 units off your picks from the last show. And you know, people, they followed your long shot parlay of the Dolphins and the Broncos money line put together that paid out 5-1. How you feeling about your chances today against the next contestant?
Well, we're recording this right after Thursday Night Football. Hit another absolute, just stone cold, easy money. So I'm feeling good. My picks are locks. I'm on fire. I'm on a heater.
He's on a heater. And joining us today, please welcome our challenger. He's one of our lead fantasy football analysts, the most widely read reader on our website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com, a long suffering Bills fan, a curling enthusiast. Give it up for Adam, the talentless Mr. Roeder Pelletier. What's up, Adam?
Not much. I'm glad you introduced Ryan as last week's champion because he's not going to be this week's champion. And I trust that y'all are covering the shipping to send that belt back out to the East Coast for me.
You will be getting the belt. It will be coming your way if you're able to take down Ryan Real Money Kramer. Just a quick sidebar. Is there trash talking and curling? Do you guys go at it? What's like some sample trash talk that you would have in a curling match? Like, you don't know how to toss a stone. What do guys say?
Oh, it's everything from, you know, what kind of shot was that? What's that shit? Where was that the other night? Down to, you know, I enjoyed my evening with your mother last night as well. So it gets heated out there sometimes. And at the end of the day, there's usually money getting thrown around on the side bets. So it's a great fit for anyone who's a degenerate gambler.
Yeah.
Because if you walk into a curling club, there's gambling being had somewhere.
Yeah. I don't imagine curling's a very sober sport. I just was looking for some like broom specific insults.
Oh, I think he said it. That's not the sound your mother made last night, Sean.
All right. Let's just do a quick review on how the game works. If you're new, in round one, I test their knowledge with sports gambling trivia questions. In round two, we look at how many units each contestant won, giving their lock dog and tease out the previous weekend. And in the final round, they combine the points, they give us their best bets. And then basically whoever ends up with more on Monday morning, they'll be returning and looking to all right, round one. Each of these questions will be worth 10 units. Kramer, you're our champion, so you will go first. This category is called Fantasy Freaks.
Oh.
Which one of these tight ends has the most fantasy points ever in a single non-PPR game? Is it Kellen Winslow Sr., Rob Gronkowski, or three, Shannon Sharp?
Oh, God. Kellen Winslow is such a random inclusion in this one. I got to go Shannon Sharp. Ah, it's Gronk, isn't it? God damn it.
No, you should have trust your instinct. The random inclusion, it was not a red herring. It was the correct answer. Kellen Winslow Sr. And of course, the San Diego Superchargers Hall of Famer had 13 receptions, 144 yards, and five touchdowns, putting up an amazing 44.4 fantasy points on November 22nd, 1981. Probably right around when our buddy Justin Decker was born. San Diego pummeled the Raiders 55-21. All right, Adam, chance for you to get some points here. Our next category is called Spread 'em. Which
Lenny is Lenny asking the question like Wheel of Fortune style?
Yeah, Lenny's hanging out here. Which NFL team has the worst record against the spread this season? Dallas Cowboys, New York Jets, New York Giants. You're on the clock. Jets.
I'm gonna go with
Giants,
the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
It's the Cowgirls, isn't it?
You are correct. You must be a listener to the podcast because we've been talking about it all week. The only team that is currently 0-8 against the spread. Very impressive.
Can I throw the challenge flag? Come on. What, like, give me a softball now. Come on.
Hold on. Hold on. I knew Kellen Winslow and you didn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Two for two tonight.
You know what? This belt's distracting me. Let me put it down.
It is. It's weighing you down.
You can just box that up and save yourself some time there, Kramer.
Adam Wilby is out to an early 10-0 lead.
Damn it.
New York Giants, though, they are 5-3 against the spread. Thank Ryan you. Hanging on to that all rise. Oh, what's this? This is a bonus question for you, Adam. Adam, you can keep the 10 units you just won on that question, or you can let it ride. What would you like to do?
Oh, we're gonna let it ride. That's not even a question.
It's called let it ride. You can't walk away.
What do we do to the first person that walks away?
Physically impossible. If someone tries to walk away, hey, you want me to color up those chips for you? What's going on over there? All right, here's your bonus question, Adam. The projected point totals in every game this season has gone over for this NFL team. Who is it? 8-0. Or sorry, they've hit every over. Is it the New Orleans Saints, Las Vegas Raiders, or Arizona Cardinals?
I'm gonna go with the Raiders.
Oh, unfortunately, it's the New Orleans Saints. They're 2-5 ATS, but a perfect 7-0 on the over. So Adam, staying strong at 10 points. Kramer. It's time for your final question. The category is player props. Which player averaged 28.2 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 5.9 assists in his rookie season? Was it LeBron James or Michael Jordan? You have a 50% chance, Ryan, of tying this game up.
Didn't Jordan average more points? Give me LeBron. Fuck!
You are incorrect. It was Michael Jordan.
Basketball questions.
And just a little scoring update. Since Adam did let it ride, he is down to 0 and not 10 points. So corrected Sean's there.
Sean's generous.
Bonus question for you, Ryan. So you have no double up opportunity.
Let it ride.
But you do have a chance. We'll give you 10 points for hitting this bonus question. Here's your bonus question. According to my bookie, Justin, mybookie.ag promo code SGP, which Justin has the lowest odds to win the tournament in 2020? We're talking golf here, of course. Justin Rose, Justin Thomas, Justin Harding. And of course, I'm talking about the Masters lowest odds, Ryan.
Justin Rose.
It was Justin Thomas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Completely blew that one, Kramer. He's at plus 1200 right now over my bookie. Dustin Johnson right now, plus 1100. We're going to be talking Masters.
I need to phone a friend. Call the golf gambling podcast.
Yeah, call Steve Shermer. He'd be all the way. He's pulling out his hair right now if he's listening to this. Okay, Adam, time for your final question to break this 0-0 shootout. I thought this would be a little higher scoring. We're just giving the wrong questions to the wrong people.
I got the last question. He left me hammer to use a curling term. I'm going to deliver right here.
Oh, wow.
Get the broom out. It could be a sweep. This category is called Back to the Futures. And for 10 units, tell me this, which of these long shots were listed at 5,000-1 before winning it all? Was it the 1980 Olympic gold medal hockey team? Was it of course, the U.S. men's hockey team, the 2015 Premier League champion Leicester City Football Club?
Leicester City.
All right, whatever, Ryan. No, back off. Or was it 1990 heavyweight champion Buster Douglas? All huge underdogs who came up big. Which one of these dogs was listed at 5,000 to one before winning it all?
It was Leicester City, wasn't it?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
You are correct. Buster Douglas, 42 to one to knock out Mike Tyson. U.S. hockey team was an amazing 1,000 to one to beat the Soviet Union. Fuck those commies. All right. Round one. Our champion, Adam Pelletier, has 10 units, beating out the reigning champion, Ryan Kramer. So what do we got going here? 10 to zero. And now, now that you showed off your trivia knowledge, time for the audience to check in, see how you guys did on your lock dog tees. We gave you 50 units to wager. I'm going to do a little math here. Kramer, for your lock, you put 20 units on the Colts, minus 2.5. That hit. For the dog, you had 10 units on the Dolphins money line at plus 160 over the Rams. That hit. I'll give you a little bell there. And for your tees, you had Packers, Eagles, and Broncos. For the remaining 20 units there, that did not come through. That earned you 64 points. Combined with your winnings in round one, which is zero, that leaves you with...
Can you handle that math?
Yes, that leaves you with 64 total points.
Perfect.
All right, and let's take a look at Adam over here. Adam, he had 15 units on the Bills, minus 4 versus the Pats. Of course, that didn't come up. They won, but did not cover. Respecting the homer pick, of course. For your dog, you also had the Dolphins, 20 units on that. I think you took the point spread there. You had a teaser, Seahawks, Eagles, and Raiders, which both won straight up and against the spread. Oh, man. So I'm doing the math here in my head, gives you 76 units coming Jesus. Into the previous week. Oh, 10 God. Units you earned here in the trivia, meaning 86 total units. So now I think that Adam is the leader. Adam, you have 86 units.
Is there an exchange rate here? Maybe. Maybe we can.
You have 86 units, Adam, and it's time to. Now I'll let how do we do it? Does the underdog go first or the favorite? I forget. The favorite goes first, right? Yeah, that makes sense. Favorite goes first. The leader goes first. 86. And you're sitting on 86 units. What are you going to do here, Adam? How are you going to spend your 86 units? Again, you don't have to make a bet. You can just lock in your 86 units and bet that Kramer won't be able to match you with his 64 units that he can allot to picks. What are you doing with your 86 units?
I'm going to go run up the score on him right now. That's what I'm about to do.
Right answer.
All right. So what are you doing? 86 units. How you spend them this weekend?
We're putting 26 on the Bills as the dog this week.
Oh, I like that. A money line play for 26 units.
Okay.
They're going to win outright. They're going to win outright. So, then we're going to go to, do a tease with Carolina and the points, Jacksonville and the points, and Washington and the points.
Ooh, throwing Jake Lutton in a tease. Very dangerous. All right, so that
danger's my middle name. Come on, now.
Adam Danger Pelletier. So you had 26 units on the Bills. What are you putting on the tees here?
We're gonna put another 20 on the tees.
Okay, so you spent 46 units. Are you gonna spend another 40 units? What are you doing there? You're gonna only bet 46. Your choice.
No. We're gonna put 40 on the lock of Atlanta minus 3.5.
Wow. Oh, onions. I know Kramer likes the Falcons. I like the Broncos, actually. So this will be interesting. Putting all 86 units in action, not afraid to look the champ in the eye if he wasn't wearing sunglasses indoors like a real weirdo. Kramer, you're backed into a corner. 64 units. Can you defeat what Adam has laying on the line here coming up this weekend?
20 units. Oklahoma minus 38. 20,
of course,
20 units. Less miles. Marshall minus 44.
Oh,
and a half.
No, he's going for the jugular.
10 units on a parlay. Sean, a little National Football League parlay.
Okay.
Give me Houston. I think it's probably a touchdown at this point. Give me Houston minus the touchdown. Parlayed with Tampa Bay minus the 4.5. How many units do I have left? 14.
Sound,
14 yes. units left. And those final 14 units, we're going to put them all on a little money line parlay of Atlanta, Tampa Bay. Who's the other 4-point favorite we really liked? We put in the contest, Sean.
Arizona. Did we put Arizona in the contest?
Three teamer. Okay. Arizona money line, Tampa Bay money line, Atlanta money line.
All right.
Sorry, McKee. You're going to have to do some math.
McKee, a Senator Ryan McKee, shout out to him working behind the scenes, getting the script going, doing all the heavy lifting here.
Yeah, that insanely fast calculator in Sean's head. He has a name.
So tune in to the, obviously everyone will be watching the games, following along their picks, and then tune in next week to see who is back in the champion seat, who will be holding the belt, and who will, we'll probably see them again, but they will not be back on this game show because they let it ride and failed. All right. And next week, stay tuned. We're going to be doing a special golf edition of Let It Ride. And looking forward to seeing the champ defend their belt.
I'm excited to be back and talk golf. Excited to be back and talk golf.
All right.
Golf next
Adam's
week.
Calling his shot for Adam, for Ryan, Real Money Kramer. It's time to just sit, take us out with the jingle.
You don't have a problem. No need to feel lonely. Everyone is family when it's D-gens only. Making picks to get you off the schneid. It's time.